you when he said he would, or what to do when someone gropes your boob in a movie theater. I think there should be a class on that. The list was a homework assignment for my mental health. She told me to write down all the boyfriends, kind of boyfriends, almost boyfriends, rumored boyfriends, and wished he were boyfriends I've ever had. Plus, she recommended I take up knitting. Okay, she didn't say knitting. She said something creative, some kind of hobby where I make things. But knitting is the kind of thing she meant. I still have some doubts about Dr. Z, though by now I've been seeing her for almost 4 months. I mean, if I knew a 15-year-old who sat around knitting sweaters all day, I'd definitely think she had some mental health problems. I know it's weird to be 15 and have a shrink. Until I had one of my own, I thought shrinks were just for lunatics, tragics, and neurotics. Lunatics. Insane asylum candidates, people tearing their hair out and stabbing horses in the eyeballs and whatever. Tragics. People who get help because they've had something really bad happen to them, like getting cancer or being abused. And neurotics. Middle-aged men who think about death all the time and can't tell their own mothers to stop poking into their lives. A lot of my parents' friends are neurotics, actually. But the only other kid I know who sees a shrink and admits to it is Megan Flack,